Okay, we're doing a follow-up to a 30-minute strategy session with Tanya. We are recording the session just in case something brilliant comes up and Tanya wants to go ahead and listen to it again. Jill, what would we like to accomplish with Tanya today?
Yeah, Mark, I just wanted you to be able to follow up with Tanya. When I spoke with her last week, she's in a position in life to where she's kind of looking for a business venture. She's not quite sure which way to go, but she has a couple of things in mind. She's just a really wonderful woman, so I wanted you to connect with her and see if you might have any ideas for her.
Nice. A wonderful woman, Tanya. That's a great compliment. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
All right, let's see here. Tanya, what would you like to accomplish today?
My intention is just to know a little more about me and how I tick that I can make powerful decisions and have the ability to stick with them.
Cool. All right. Let's take a look here at the assessment here. So in the one test, you test out as an analytic driver personality. So one of your greatest strengths might be you like to dot your I's, cross your T's, make sure things are done properly in order.
Yes.
And one of your weaknesses might be you like to dot your I's, cross your T's, make sure things are done properly in order.
Yes.
So our greatest strength is our greatest weakness, and our greatest weakness is just our greatest strength misapplied. It's taking a strength and carrying it too far.
I got that.
And you're very self-aware because when I told you it was a weakness, you laughed, and so you have some, you can laugh at yourself with yourself, and so you have strong self-awareness, so that's really good. Another strength that you would have is your drive, your assertiveness. You make things happen.
Yes.
And a weakness would be the same thing.
Yes.
Another strength you might have is your concern, compassion for people.
Yeah.
A weakness might be the same.
Yeah.
Another strength you might have is you're very tenacious. You have a lot of tenacity. Like once you set your mind to do something, you do it.
Yes.
And a weakness is you might at times be a tad stubborn.
Oh, yes.
And because of your strong analytic skills, you have a lot of data to back up your stubbornness. So probably just people just say, you know, if Tanya's got her mindset to do something, just don't even, she's going to do it and it's going to work or it's not, but she has her mindset. So you have a very complex personality, Tanya. It's very powerful. You're like a chameleon, an inner outer quadrant personality. And so this type of personality tends to have a lot of inner conflict because they have a million ideas. They want to do them all fast, do them all perfect, and they want everybody to be happy. So I don't know how accurate that is, Tanya, but that's what it's showing us.
That sounds like me.
Yep, there are 65,536 possible combinations, different personality combinations between the two tests. And so you test out as a very complex one. And so there's probably only, I don't know, maybe 6% of the coaches on the planet that could coach your personality type because it is so complex. So this type of personality, when they're hot, they're really hot, and when they're not, they're really not. And the reason that they're hot when they're hot is they're analyzing when they should analyze, executing when they should execute, focused on the task when they should the task, and people when they should the people. When you're hot, Tanya, people probably just sit back and say, Tanya, you have your whole life together. That is amazing. How do you do it? When this type of personality is cold, though, they're really cold, and so it's messy for them and people around them. So the reason for that is because the diversity of the energy that you would have. You also, when you're cold, when this personality is cold, they're cold because they're analyzing when they should be executing when they should analyze, focus on the task when they should the people, or people when they should the task. They're off just a little bit, but that little bit is very significant. I mean, it's just not the right combination. And because most coaches don't have the experience or the training or the tools or the systems to coach this complex of a personality. Because of that, they will often give the person wrong advice. So sometimes mm-hmm. this person can, you know, think things through far too much.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't think it through enough.
Mm.
Sometimes they go ahead and are way too giving to people, and people take advantage of them. And sometimes they don't push people hard enough. Other times they push them too hard.
Mm.
So I don't know how accurate all of that is, but that's what, you know, the data is sharing with us.
Okay, I got that. It's resonating with me, so.
Okay, cool.
I get that.
Cool. All right, let's take a look here. You have 5 children?
I do.
Congratulations, that's awesome. And a nice age range, too. My wife and I have been blessed with 7 children.
Mm.
I can relate that. They're a little older, though. My oldest is 28, my youngest is 15, 3 boys and 4 girls.
Aww.
Yeah. And it looks like your biggest challenge is making decisions and sticking with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you love help on understanding what makes me tick so I can tick right. I like that. Cool. I think I saw in the notes that your husband's very supportive of your adventures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And so what do you think you ought to get into next, Tanya?
So, I mean, I don't know. I have a gazillion ideas that pop through my head.
Okay.
All the time. And I never take action on them. So sometimes I sit back and I'm like, well, maybe I should just go and get a job, right? Like, let me just go and, you know, work for somebody else. And then my analytical mind kicks in, like, well, if you can get up and go to work for someone else, you can get up and work for yourself. And I understand that consciously, but that doesn't happen.
Right. So what would be your top 3 of the gazillion ideas? What would be the top 3?
I don't know. I love talking to people. So I would love operating kind of like, let me just quantify that. Are you saying working for myself or working for someone else?
Either one.
I don't know. I love the concept of working for myself and having a flexible schedule just because I have so many kids.
Right.
So, you know, operating or functioning as a coach or, you know, some type of mentor. I'm very organized, too. My husband says I'm a good administrator.
Uh-huh.
So maybe something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. You would do very well. With your personality, you would do very, very well as a coach. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Good. What's another one of the zillion of ideas?
Well, I actually joined a real estate group. So, you know, working to do that, to have something passive. But even that requires energy to get ramped up and then take action and do things. So.
And that's Renatus, right?
Correct.
And you're with Ed Kirch in his group?
Correct.
Cool. Okay. Well, let me tell you, Ed's a great guy. I've known Ed for a long time. He's a good friend and a client of ours. And so you could not have gotten together with anybody better than him. He is amazing. So what level of Renatus are you currently at?
X Combo.
Okay. Good. How long have you been at the X Combo?
About 2 months.
Okay. Cool. Cool. All right. And what do you like most about that?
I love the community. I really, really appreciate the community that they have created. And they have some good information, so that feeds my need for knowledge.
Right.
But I guess more importantly, it's the community.
Gotcha. All right. Anything else that you really love about Renatus?
Well, I would have to say, I love the income possibility. Uh-huh. I do like that. Mm-hmm.
Good. Anything else you love?
I would say that's about it.
Okay. And what's hard about Renatus for you? What are some things you don't like, or what's really hard about it?
It's a lot of information. Like, there's a lot of moving parts to figure out and to identify the specific niche that would work well for me.
Right.
I'm having a little challenge, you know, just trying to get in where I fit in, I guess. Yeah, I would have to say, you know, that, you know, again, and because it is so rich with information and opportunity, it's, you know, I go into squirrel mode. So I'm like, oh, that looks cute, or that looks good, or, you know, and I'm doing that all day and not really doing anything to progress myself. So.
Right. Cool. All right. Anything else that you struggle with Renatus?
I would have to say that would be probably it.
Okay. And what does your husband think about Renatus?
I mean, from what perspective?
Like, is he happy you invested into that? Is he disappointed? Is he involved with you? Is he?
He's not involved. He's excited about the opportunity. Yeah, he just, you know, he wants something just to happen.
Right.
Know?
Gotcha. And how did you meet Ed?
He's one of the instructors.
Okay. So did you sign, is he your direct mentor then?
He is not, no.
Okay. Who's your direct mentor?
Scott Rowe.
Okay. Gotcha. And how did you meet Scott?
I was introduced to him by a friend. I was introduced to him by a friend. So I don't know Scott all that well. We're not, you know, good friends. I was just introduced to the business by someone else who's actually in the team, and some kind of way I got connected to Scott Rowe.
Gotcha. So. Okay. Have you ever had one-on-one coaching before?
I have. I'm actually in a coaching program right now.
Oh, cool. And that's Landmark?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you like most about that?
I would have to say the way that it allows you to discover things about yourself. I like the technology that they use in the conversation. Yeah, I like that.
Cool. Have you ever had one-on-one business coaching before?
No.
Okay. Any impression of that, good or bad?
Well, I think coaching works.
Okay.
If you work it. Like, you have to be honest, you have to be transparent, and you have to have a focus. And I think one of the main reasons why I never even focused in that area is because I never really focused on anything. So I don't want to, you know, have someone to work with me in a certain way and I'm not sold out in, you know, in that position or in that business. Yeah.
Right. And so what would be the three most, if you were to have business coaching, what would be the three most important things you'd want to accomplish in the next 90 days in business coaching?
If I was were being coached in business, I would like to develop some major traction in my business, one. Two, even before that, so maybe that's number three. But two is actually identify a business that resonates with me, something that will not come across as work as in, you know, work like I don't want to do it, but work as in I know it's something that I have to do in order to create that traction, but something that I want to do.
Right.
That comes across as fun as and engaging.
Right.
And just having the ability to act in that. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm just a kid, like not able to make up her mind or, you know, just not be confident. And that's just not even who I am.
Right.
You know, but I've gotten to this point where I'm just stuck and I just don't want to be stuck anymore.
Right. So what would your husband, I mean, if you went ahead and, let's say, got some coaching on building what's called a business operating system. It's an engine that would run all of your businesses. So you could have it helping you with Renatus. It could help you go ahead and get into coaching. It could help you get and do really anything you wanted to do in any number of businesses. If you were to have business coaching like that, how would your husband feel about that?
Well, I don't know. I guess he would feel open to whatever he, you know, I feel would help me in my process.
Okay. So he's not burned out on you investing into the Extreme Combo and getting coaching from Landmark and doing all these things. He's not burned out from that?
You mean tired of writing checks?
Yeah, or his wife not sure where she's going. I mean, it could be the checks, it could be the money, or it could be, you know, it's like, you know, hey, I love you to pieces. You're a great wife, great mom. But, man, so he's not frustrated with where you're at?
Oh, he could very well be, but he doesn't show it.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm frustrated where I am, so I think my level of frustration kind of overshadows any kind of frustration that he may have.
Sure.
I guess I get the opportunity to beat myself up more than I allow anybody else the opportunity to do that. So he could very well be at that place. I don't know. I know I am. I'm tired of investing in things and those things not panning out.
Right, right. So we have a three-step process, Tanya, to determine if or how we might be able to help people. And so step one is to do an examination. So just like a doctor is never going to give you a prescription without doing an examination, the same thing is true with us. We don't know if or how we can help somebody until we get to know them better. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And step two is potential solutions, and then step three is implementation. So the three steps is examination, solution, and implementation. If you have the right examination, that helps you to have the right solution. And if you have the right solution, then implementation is a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
In the examination, it can be a simple short series of questions, or it can be a much more comprehensive thorough assessment. In step two, potential solutions, people tend to like three types of solutions, kind of a basic, an intermediate, and an advanced. A basic is if somebody knows they need help, but they're really not sure where or how, or maybe finances are really tight, or maybe they don't have a high sense of urgency, or maybe they're the type of person that needs to understand everything before they do anything. You know, a basic's a great place to start. The intermediate is for somebody who tends to be more intuitive, so they're just, they can feel that it's right, and they just jump in. And then on implementation, some people like to do, you know, move things very quickly, and some others, you know, take longer. All of the solutions we would recommend, Tanya, are always customized specifically to our clients, so there's no two that are alike, because there's no two individuals. Based on what we've done is Jill did a level one and level two examination, and then I just followed up, gathered some additional information. Based on what you shared with Jill and what you shared with myself, you know, I think, you know, either the basic or the intermediate would be, you know, very appropriate for you. Intuitively, Tanya, which would you like more information about, the basic or the intermediate?
The basic.
Okay. The basic, there's a number of different basic solutions that you could go ahead and look into. The one I would recommend based on this is what's called a level 3 and level 4 examination. It's called the business X-ray. So it looks at three dimensions of your business, 9 major areas, 7 systems, looks at over 40 areas of your life, looks at 4 phases that every business must go through to really get it running without the owner, get it where you're really excited, you're really passionate about, and really understanding, you know, what is my life vision and how do I live that every single day. And so the business X-ray is $285. It's not a plan, and it's not ongoing coaching. It's an assessment. It's a very, very deep, a very thorough assessment. The $285 covers the initial interview. It covers the full report, and then it covers a one-on-one review at the end of it over the phone and the internet, and we show you all the different pieces, not only of your personality, but your what you need to do business-wise. So I've owned my own company for 27 years, and there are a lot of things that when I started my company that I didn't like doing, but I had to do that were not fun. But having my freedom was worth that. So I said, I'm going to do the things I don't like doing, I don't enjoy doing, until I can go ahead and generate enough money to get other people to do the things I don't want to do. So I have an extra, you know, 20 hours of free time a week, and I take the last week off of every month. And so I've built what's called the business operating system, the engine that runs our business. We earn the money we earn, work the hours we work, we have the stress we do or don't have because of that engine. And so the business X-ray will help to look at all the different pieces and give you a deep dive and really give you some tremendous insight on why you're kind of stuck and how to get unstuck.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense, yes.
Cool. Do you have any questions on that, Tanya?
So what would a person do with the results of that type
Good
of
question.
Assessment?
Yeah. Obviously, there's literally thousands of things analyzed on that, so obviously there's no two, you know, assessments ever alike. So I couldn't tell you what your assessment's going to tell you until I get to see the assessment. But big picture, it will help you to understand and have greater clarity of should you be in business for yourself or should you get a job. If you should be in business for yourself, which is my gut feel, based on your personality and having mm-hmm. five kids, I don't think you would be happy. And I don't know that your husband or kids would be happy if you got a job. I could be wrong, you know, but that's my gut feel. The X-ray will help to solidify that. And then mm-hmm. if you are going to, you know, start your own company, like, how do you do that? What do you do? How do you do that? How do you make it fun? How do you go ahead and fit it into your very, you know, busy life? How do you mm-hmm. get where you want to go? The X-ray mm-hmm. will help you to see all of that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. How long does this X-ray take?
Yeah, good question. It takes typically about an hour to gather up the information, and that could be done either potentially today or tomorrow. So it moves very quickly. And then mm-hmm. once they gather up all the information, plug it all in, analyze it all, then they schedule the following day, typically, to have a review. And because I got to know you, I have so many ideas. I'm very familiar with Renatus, very familiar with your personality type. So over the last 27 years, I've coached a number of individuals that are almost exactly like you.
Mm-hmm.
And they have so much potential. It's kind of like nuclear energy. It needs to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, it needs to be put together in the right way. And if it's not, mm-hmm. and so what they would do is they would schedule a time for me to do the review with you the following day after, or the same day. As soon as the assessment, they had all the information, got the report, they would schedule a time for you and I to meet to go over it in detail.
Okay.
So it happens very quickly. It could happen within 1 or 2 days, the whole thing.
Okay.
Other questions?
What type of frame of mind would you recommend someone approaching the questions or the questionnaire?
Yeah, don't worry about any frame of mind. It's really casual. They're great in doing the interview, so you don't have to prepare. You don't have to know anything. You don't have to research anything. I mean, you could do it right now. I mean, you could just go through. And so the way that they ask the questions, the order, the structure, everything, it's all the first, like 27, I think, questions are all multiple choice, so it's A, B, or C. So you don't have to, you'll be fine, totally. I mean, it's just, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's like a massage, but I mean, it's like they'll ask questions and they'll help guide you through it, so you don't have to worry about a frame of mind. You don't have to worry about where you're, it's very easy.
Okay. And how much was the cost of it again?
It's $285.
Okay. And you say I don't have to take it right now, but I could take it as soon as possible?
Right, yeah. Jill, either Jill or one of her associates would schedule time for you to go ahead and do the initial interview. So do you have any availability today or tomorrow for an hour?
I may have some time tomorrow. I know not today. Probably not even tomorrow either. I'm just looking at it. I just wasn't prepared. This week is a very busy week.
Sure. Okay, so what it said here is you said 1 to 10, you're a 5 on procrastination. You said if the reason you procrastinate is the fear of the unknown, not knowing I'm doing the right thing. If you were being coached, you'd want to have the coach hold you accountable and then call you out. So they could go ahead and do it early in the morning for you. They could do it during the day. They could do it, you know, later in the evening. So they have flexibility on when they could do it. And so, like, your energy, Tanya, is really powerful. And so if you hit this really hard and really fast, don't procrastinate, hit it hard really fast. If you do that, you'll find that that energy will carry you forward. And then your husband doesn't have to be in on the interview. If you were to go ahead and invest into after you do the review. So you do the interview. When I'm doing the review with you, if you were to, and again, I don't know what the results are going to show, But would he want to be involved in the review? Would that be something helpful to him and or you, or is that something more just you?
Probably just me.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes actively involved. Was he involved in your investment into Renatus or your investment into the Landmark?
No.
Okay. So you just kind of made that decision?
Yes.
Okay. And he's okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. Does he know that you've made that investment and what the investment is? Is he aware of that?
No.
So you've invested into both of those and he's not aware that you've made that financial investment?
Correct.
Okay. If he were at some point to find out about that, what would his about this? Because the extreme combo is like, I think it's like 20 grand, right?
Correct.
If he were to find out about that, what would be his response?
Holy shit.
Okay. And so, so do you have any questions for me or thoughts for me?
No.
Okay. So have you ever invested into something in the past that he hasn't known about?
Yes.
And how did that go?
You mean...
like, did he find out about it at some point or not so much?
Well, he knows of my involvement in everything that I do. Not necessarily very apt on the financial piece.
Okay.
Or the specifics of it. It's not
sure.
even necessarily just the financial piece, but just
sure.
the specifics of it. He's just not
right.
that type
so
of
you,
a person.
Sure. So do you kind of handle all the money then?
I handle my money. He handles his money.
Okay. So where, if you're not working, where do you get your money from?
He gives it to me.
Okay. So you guys have an arrangement in the marriage where you have a certain amount of money that you go ahead and are allocated to you, and then he's fine with you investing that however, spending that however you want to.
That's correct.
Okay. So even though he's not aware of the specifics, you guys have worked out an arrangement in the marriage, and he's good with it, you're good with it, and everything's good.
Yes.
Okay, so sometimes a husband or a wife will invest into things and the spouse is not aware of it, and when they find out, it is not a pretty situation.
Yeah, that's true. If he knew the amount of money that I spent on myself and just different things, I would have to say that he would not be happy because he's a very conservative. He's very,
sure.
I'm not taking risks.
Right.
He's been at his same company for 23 years. He would
right.
never leave. You know what I'm saying? So
right. no,
that's just his personality. Yeah.
Sure. So, but if he's giving you the money, he doesn't care really what you do with that money.
Correct.
Okay. So, I mean, that works for you. It works for him. As long as the only concern I have is that if individuals are investing into things where the spouse is not aware, there's like if a husband or wife, if all of a sudden they find out that there's this massive amount of debt that they weren't aware of, often that can create stress within the marriage, and it can make it very difficult. So as long as you guys have sometimes spouses have very detailed arrangements, like you don't spend a dime without me, and other times it's more big picture. As long as you guys have a big picture agreement, you're both good, you know, then it's awesome. If that's not the case, then I would not want you to go ahead and put stress on your marriage in doing things that that there wasn't an agreement. But if you guys have a 30,000-foot agreement, you're happy, he's happy, then that's awesome. That's awesome.
I got that.
So I think the, you know, the business x-ray will help a lot. Then there's a whole bunch of different types of solutions beyond that. Once we see the business x-ray, we'll be able to say, okay, here are some different things that, you know, that could be beneficial in helping you to really, you know, make a decision and sticking with it, and then understanding what makes you tick, and then putting the systems around you to really have a business that you would enjoy doing, you know, on a consistent basis. Make sense?
It does.
Cool. Does Tanya have any other questions?
Tanya has zero questions moving forward.
All right. Did you want to schedule a time to get to do the business x-ray?
I was trying to look at my schedule to see
sure.
if that was something that I could do. And, like, even today, getting this time was, like, very it was very difficult to find this time.
Sure.
So I'm probably going to have to say pause for the calls for this for right now, and possibly get back with either Jill or, I don't know, I guess that's the person I would get back with to see if that's something that I can do moving forward.
So what do you think holding, what do you think's holding you back, Tanya?
You know, you said, you just, like, within the last few minutes said some very key things to me that, you know, now you have me thinking in certain ways that I really want to assess that. So.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's it. Just wanted to make sure that I am, you know, making the decisions that would be best for me and my marriage and, you know, just my family and our well-being.
Right, right. So here's kind of the concern that I have. So we coach a lot of people in Renatus. And, you know, with you going into the Extreme Combo, you've made a did you pay cash for that? Did you put that on a credit card? Did you go through their financing?
We went through the financing.
Okay. And so what interest rate, or how much are you paying on that on a monthly basis?
I have a nice payment for it.
What's that?
I'm just trying to see where this question is going.
Well, I just want to make sure that, like, on the investment side, like you've made a like a sizable investment, and so to get a return on that investment, like when you're investing into things, it doesn't matter what you're investing into. When you're investing into things, if you know how to go ahead and get a return on that investment. If you know how to get a return on that investment, then it's all good. Like it's not a problem to invest money and get a return. The key is if we don't know how, and I've experienced a lot of people in Renatus that they love the knowledge, a lot of analytic personalities, they love the knowledge base that they get, but they have a hard time taking action and they have a hard time getting a return on their investment. And so they need, because it's not customized specifically to them, their life vision, their passions, it's not customized specifically uniquely to them, and they don't get the one-on-one help that they need to be able to get the return.
Mm-hmm.
And so so, yeah, I mean, it's your call, whatever you want to do, but that business x-ray will just reveal so much about where you're at and what you're doing that it would help you to better understand how to get a return on your investment from the things, other things you've invested into. Make sense?
Okay. It does.
Cool. Any other questions that you have?
No, I actually don't have any other questions.
Okay.
So, for the assessment, I don't have to schedule a time to, do I have to schedule a time to actually take the assessment? Is that like a conversation that I have to have with someone?
It is a conversation, yeah. It is a conversation. So they would ask you questions over the phone, and they would gather up all the information. So there's nothing you need to do other than just sit on the phone and relax. But, yeah, somebody would actually do a physical phone interview with you.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
It does.
Cool. What would you like our next step to be, Tanya?
I don't know. I don't know. I know I am very, very exhausted from spending money and not getting, and I guess I'm getting some kind of
return. I mean, when you look at $20,000 into Renatus in the Extreme Combo, people drop, $100,000 into education and college education, and what return do they get from that? Often not so well. And so, like Renatus education, like Ed Kirch, he's been in I actually introduced him to the gentleman in Renatus. So I introduced him into Renatus, and and Ed, who's been in the industry for 35 years, said he's learned so much from, from the education. And so they do have wonderful education, learning about real estate and making money on real estate. So the things that you've invested into are good knowledge-wise, but they're not teaching you. They're teaching, Landmark is teaching you about yourself. Great. It's awesome to know. That's great. And Renatus is teaching you, about real estate. But you need to be taught about business and how to make money. And the business x-ray is that first step to being able to do that. When we do the review over the business x-ray, that's going to go ahead and help. Like, your eyes will be open. You'll be like, oh, my gracious, I get what needs to be done now to make money. And there's very few places. I mean, I have 3 bachelor's degrees in business. I have 1 in finance, 1 in management, and 1 in marketing. And none of them taught me how to make money in business. Not one of them. And so it's not what you've invested into is bad, because it's not. But what you need is specific help in how to start a company and turn that knowledge and your talents, your gifts, your life vision, your passions into money.
Right. So let me ask you this. So by getting this assessment and sitting down and having someone to go through that with me, is there another level of your business that I would have to go through in order to now execute whatever the information is that I receive, or is it possible to take that information and move forward in a powerful way?
Yeah, great question. There are individuals that have done both. So most individuals, once they do the business x-ray, they get really excited about their potential and they see the science in how to do it. Most of them will either go into some type of, one-on-one coaching or group coaching program. But there's online courses, there's other things. There are some people that will take just the business x-ray. There's more than enough information in the x-ray where you could take the business x-ray and you could implement just from what you learn in the business x-ray. So you can do that. My experience, though, is if you're not getting help, if you're not getting assistance, most people will struggle with follow-through. I mean, you're struggling with it now, and the reason you're struggling with it now is because because Landmark and Renatus didn't have you do the business x-ray first. If somebody would have had you do the business x-ray first, they would have either known that you shouldn't go into those programs, or if you went into those programs, how to ensure that you're following through and turning it into money. And so we won't coach somebody. We won't do one-on-one coaching unless they do the business x-ray first. Because, like, there's a program that's called Action Vision. It's discovering your life vision and living it every single day. And people that go on Action Vision, on average, will see a 30 to 35% increase in work productivity within 30 to 60 days, meaning you're going to have a lot more time. You're going to be a lot more efficient with your time. So if you don't learn how to be more efficient with your time and you don't go ahead and get the time to invest into building a business, there's no way you're going to ever build a business. You're going to always have to be enslaved to somebody else and working at somebody else's job because you don't have the systems and the disciplines to do it yourself. We have over 95% of the people who are invited into that program that will follow through. So it's huge follow through. Why? Because it's customized specifically, uniquely for you. Now, I'm not saying Action Vision is a recommended solution because I don't know, because I haven't seen your x-ray. And what's most amazing about the Action Vision, the one-on-one, is some are more, some are less. But on average, if somebody did 90% of the plan, on average, they get 94% of results. If they do 50% of the plan, they get 54% of results. So it's literally a scientific, mathematical process to move yourself and your business from point A to point B very quickly. So you have a minimum income goal of $120,000, a wow income goal of $300,000. So what that's showing us, Tanya, is that you have a subconscious understanding that you can get to $300,000. So deep inside your subconscious, you understand intuitively that you could be earning $300,000 a year. Based on your personality, the other information that you've shared, I get that. I understand that. I believe that. Believing it and achieving it, that's entirely a different animal. You have to do certain things. You have to have certain systems in place that empower you, enable you to do that. Does that make sense?
It does.
Other questions that you have?
No, I don't have any more questions.
Cool. So what would you like our next step to be, Tanya?
I guess we can follow up at a later time to see if I would move forward with your coaching.
Okay. And again, it's the business x-ray. There are programs that are available. Like if you do the business x-ray, if it doesn't fit for you to go into the one-on-one coaching, the Action Vision, or financially you're not able to or not comfortable doing that or whatever, there we'll refer you to some type of a solution that is affordable for you that you'll be able to do. So every single person that comes away from the business x-ray has some type of a follow-through program that they can follow through on that they feel comfortable with, that's definitely within whatever budget they may have.
Okay, I got that.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Cool. When would you like Jill to follow up with you, Tanya?
Tomorrow morning would be good.
Okay. So she will give you a call tomorrow morning. Tanya, it has been so enjoyable talking with you today. Seriously.
You as well.
Yeah, you have so much. I love your heart. I love your passion. You have just so much to give and to others, and you would do so well, seriously. Like, your intuition is absolutely right on. You would do very well in coaching. And what's cool is if you structure your business properly, you could do Renatus and coaching all simultaneously. Like, they don't have to be separate. And a lot of times people are like, well, you know, how can I do two things and it's less time than one? It's kind of like having kids. I mean, in a way, it's harder to have more kids, but in another way, you have two, they get to play with each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the older ones take care of the younger ones. And so, you know, until you have four teenagers, then it's a little... Then it's like, what was I thinking? What were we thinking? But no, it's... And so there are things that you can take, like all of the gazillions of ideas. Like all of those ideas, you know, I believe that, you know, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve, but it has to do certain things. So all of your ideas, I co-authored a book with the most recent past president of Century 21, largest real estate franchise in the world. And Tom said that he didn't believe that God would give us anything in our heart, any passion that we have, any desire that we have, unless we had the capacity, the capability to achieve that. Now, often, probably always, we need others to help us to do that. But everything that you have, like every desire you have, has the capacity, the capability to do that. Make sense?
It does.
Cool. So you're a very gifted woman. I agree with Jill. And you get a couple pieces in place, get a couple things in alignment, and you're off to the races.
I got that.
All right. Thanks, Tanya. I appreciate it. Have a blessed day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.